Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
The commander of Ukraine's ground forces says his troops are advancing on the Russian-occupied city of Bakhmut in the east in what could be the start of their long-awaited counter-offensive. It comes on a day of claim and counterclaim, as Russia also says they fought off a Ukrainian attack further south. Moscow says 250 Ukrainian troops were killed and 16 tanks destroyed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Washington will not let Iran develop nuclear weapons. Speaking ahead of a high-level trip to Riyadh, Blinken also urged the normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. The U.S. is hoping to steady ties with Saudi Arabia after several years of disagreement and deepening mistrust.
The United States has a real national security interest in promoting normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia. We believe that we can, and indeed we must, play an integral role in advancing it. Now, we have no illusions that this can be done quickly or easily, but we remain committed to working toward that outcome, including on the trip I'm about to take this week to Jeddah and Riyadh for engagements with our Saudi and Gulf counterparts.
Heavy overnight shelling has taken place in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, as fighting intensifies again between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Residents reported gunfire throughout the night in the west of the city and have accused the paramilitaries of looting. A shaky ceasefire brokered by Saudi Arabia and the US expired on Saturday. Kosovo's prime minister is holding talks with EU and US representatives after days of unrest. Violence broke out after the election of ethnic Albanian mayors in Serb-majority areas. A Turkish commando battalion has arrived in Kosovo at the request of NATO. It's exactly 1 year since the killing of Brazilian indigenous rights activists and researcher Bruno Pereira and British journalist Dom Phillips in the Amazon jungle. They'd been documenting illegal poaching in the remote Javari Valley. Friends and relatives gathered to call for justice and protection of indigenous lands.